And I ain't hear no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rapper's Guide Podcast, episode 32. This is your host, Iggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
And today we wanted to talk about emails and instant messengers. Like how old I am. Fucking DMs and like just talking to people as an artist and talking to people that you don't know and trying to set up a network and how to do it properly and not sound like you're cold and everything's copied and pasted.
Yeah,
because that's a big problem. A lot of artists will contact people and they send them this like copied and pasted message that is not personal in the slightest. Even producers, when they send beats out, yo, I got this new fire. I checked out your record. And then they insert track name that they copied and pasted. And I really fuck with the vibe. And the easiest way to tell is you go to the beats and they sound nothing like the beat that they said that they liked. You know what I mean?
I see that shit so much. The more I market my music, the more I'm telling you, every single day, at least like five people, yo, I was feeling this sound. I got some shit that sounds perfect for you. And then I go and I listen and it's never perfect for me.
Sounds nothing like
it. Nothing like anything that I would ever be on. Like, so you're just sitting here lying.
I had a kid hit me up recently and say, hey, I just made this playlist on Spotify and it's all fire tracks and I added your song, and he copied and pasted the name of the song and he copied and pasted the entire message. And I just hit him back and I said, bro, don't do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, this right here is horrible. And although I respect that you're trying something and although I'm appreciative that you added my song to some playlist that you're promoting, don't say it like that. I'm like, saying it like that just comes off cold and it just comes off impersonal and it doesn't really do anything for you and it doesn't really do anything for the other person. Because, yo, realistically, we said set up playlist last time, but like we're talking about a set up playlist with a bunch of known records so that when someone looks up that record, they might come to the playlist
exactly. And
then play your records too. We're not talking about set up a playlist of a bunch of local artists that no one knows about, because chances are no one's going to listen to it.
Nope.
The problem with sending those messages is that once you set a first impression like that, now I'm just assuming that you're going to hit me up with some bot type energy every single time that I get a message from you.
I normally, I delete them. I look at them and I just delete them.
I'm the king of blocking.
Yeah, I just delete them because it's just like, number one, this is my craft. This is what I'm really trying to do. And it's like, you're just basically treating me as if I'm a bot. And you're just like, oh, he's just going to just fall in line, or he's just going to fall for it, or he's just going to come and just buy some shit from me. It's like, that's not really how you conduct things. And honestly, like I said, there's been times where people have hit me up and they actually had a conversation with me first and they didn't even mention anything about anything they were selling or a product or anything like that. And just for them having a conversation with me, it makes me actually just go on their page naturally by myself just to see what they have going on or what they're about. And it's like, they don't have to advertise anything for me. So, you know, when you guys are out there trying to reach out to somebody to assist them with some, or to assist them with something, or trying to provide a service, or you're looking for a service, have a natural conversation. Make sure you're really interested in what the person has actually going on, or not, I don't want to say be a fan, but actually know what this person does, what they're capable of. Go through their work.
You know? It takes 10 minutes to do research.
Yes.
If you want to sell a beat to somebody, how about go and most of these people don't have big catalogs, so it wouldn't take a long time for you to listen to their music. Go and listen to their fucking music. Know exactly what a song sounds like.
Yes.
Listen to the song and how the person rapped on it. Hit them up. Yeah, I really like that line you said. Yeah, I really fuck with the way you did that one scheme in this song. Have an actual conversation with them. At the end of your conversation, hit them with the pitch.
Yes.
It's okay to pitch your business. We understand that part. But pitching it from jump is never going to come off good. Like, you have to pitch your business after you've already set up some type of rapport. So maybe the first time it's the same. Me and Bales off mic, we're talking about first dates and not having sex on a first date.
Yeah.
And being okay with that, right? It's the same concept. Like, y'all are, it's almost like, you guys are getting to the first date and going, you want to fuck?
Hey, I'm putting my dick out.
That's literally what those messages come off like. They literally come off like getting to the first date. You just pulled up and you go, You trying to fuck or what?
And that's what the translation of that in musician terms is, let's work. Every time somebody goes into my DM, it's always, let's work, let's work, let's work, let's work, let's work.
Okay, real quick. I'm going to give you guys an easy way to kind of like justify this or to kind of put two and two together, right? Let's work. Every time that you think about saying let's work now, think about the words let's fuck.
Exactly.
Just think that's about exactly how crazy it would sound if you said let's fuck, right? And just kind of tie that in with let's work. Let's work comes off like let's fuck in a completely impersonal setting.
Because it's like, work on what? What exactly are you talking about? You even asked me, do I have a project coming up? Do you have something coming up? Like, what the hell does let's work ever mean to me? Are you a producer? Are you an engineer? What does let's work, what does that really mean? And then a lot of times, like I said, for me personally, I like to entertain a lot of shit because I just like to see where the fuck it may go. Let's work. What are you working on? I don't know. What are you working on? You hit me up. What the fuck you asking me for?
Also, that's another thing. Stop hitting people up and then acting like they hit you up.
This is weird.
Stop hitting people up and acting like they were the one that wanted to listen to your song. Like, if someone comes back with a response that's not what you like, remember, you hit them up.
Yes.
They didn't hit you up. So, like, you can't be mad at them that they don't want to listen to a record that they had no intention on listening to. You hit them up random as hell. You said something that either was about them listening to your music or them buying a product from you. And then you get upset that they don't want that. It's like they didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking forcing food down someone's throat.
Forcing it.
You know what I'm saying? You're forcing a product at them that they're not asking for. And the same shit happens to you in real life. Go to the mall. Somebody walks up to you with some sample of a fucking perfume or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, you want to try? No.
Like, they'll spray.
And how do
me.
You treat that person? You walk right past them. Sometimes you could be nice about it. Hey, man, I'm just not interested. Thank you, though. But it still came off a little pushy.
Also, don't go into like a post of mine and go, yo, check your DM. Just send me the fucking DM or, yo, DM me.
Yeah,
why am I going to DM you? You literally went under my post and commented DM me when you could literally have just DM me personally and I would have seen it.
I think they think that if they're saying it in front of people, there's more of a chance that you'll actually do it.
No, there's less of a chance. Now I'm at this point, right, I'm not going to look at angry. This shit. Yeah, like, yeah. DM me for what?
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people need to just... And also, like, if you're a trap producer, wouldn't it benefit you to hit up artists that work on trap?
Yes. Stop hitting me up about them shits, too, because I'm tired of seeing the 504 foreign beats. I can't do nothing with them. I'm sorry. I just can't.
If I sell golf apparel, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be in my best interest to look into who actually buys golf apparel.
Yeah.
Then look at accounts for golf. Look at their following. See who follows these golf accounts.
Because mm-hmm.
they're probably interested in golf apparel.
Yes.
And it takes a little bit of research, but you're finding your clientele, right? So for music, if you're a trap producer, go to artist pages. See who works on trap. Hit those people up.
Yes.
And when you go to an artist page and you see someone that works on boom bap or you see someone that works on slow R&B, don't hit those people up.
And on top of that, learn how to speak to people. Because, like, honestly, it's perfectly fine to conduct business in a DM because it's kind of quick. It's kind of
perfectly
fine. It's quick. It's easy. But a lot of times that extra step would just be to email. There's been so many times that I've gone to inside of my DM and person will say, like a producer, yo, what's your email? Bro, my email is literally sitting right there in my bio. You literally could just click it.
Yeah,
and
don't
my
ask
email pops
questions.
Up. Like, guys, you're not doing no research. You're not doing anything. You're just asking me shit just because you, I don't know, you just think that it's how it's supposed to go. It's right there.
Specifically to the people who watch on TikTok, we've gotten two of the Q&As and both are, what's the YouTube link? Okay, one, see the name right here?
Right there.
Just type that in.
Yes.
That's the easiest one. Two, if you just go to our bio on TikTok, there's literally a link for the YouTube. And this is why we don't respond to shit like that, because it's like, yo, if you can't even do the small thing, like type in a name of something that you already could read right on your phone, then like, why the fuck am I going to go out of my way to do a video to explain that?
Exactly. I literally write link in bio almost under every post. Not even almost every post. It's like you see it. You just have to just go and do the things on your own. And like once again, we just talked about this in the previous episode. It's about putting those extra steps in. It's not really hard. It's not complicated. You're not.
It's laziness.
Yeah, it's very.
That's what it comes off as. It comes off as laziness. It comes off as, yo, I don't want to actually go and look it up. So why don't you just send it to me if you want me to watch your show? And the truth is, we don't care if you watch our show.
Yes.
We want the people who want to watch our show to watch our show. And the people who would like to watch our show have found us.
Yes.
And they don't have a problem typing in Rapper's Guide Podcast on YouTube. They somehow managed to go from TikTok to YouTube and watch the episode.
Just put two
and I fuck with those people because it shows they have a little bit of fucking, you know.
Yeah, they want to take that extra step. And then, like, you know, this is kind of not off topic fully, but a lot of times I'm pretty sure a lot of you artists get those emails or those, like, those spam or, like, the basically a scam. I said spam, but basically a scam. And you know they're just putting your name in there, and then sometimes you may like fall prey to it or get duped by it. But at the same time, you know that feeling you get when somebody does that to you. That's the same type of situation you put other people in when you go out and do those like these cold emails or these cold DMs, and you're really just not making it personal. It's just like it's not showing that you're really about business. It's really just showing you're trying to do anything and everything to get on that person's platform just because you may see that they have something, or you're just trying to do anything and everything to get on that person's song because they have something more than you. And it's just like, you're not really here to do anything. You're basically here to just try to take from me or try to take from what we're building. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why, like, we won't have rappers on the show because, it's not an interview podcast. And two, it's just like, if you don't have anything to offer, then there's no real reason to have you on the show. Like, think about this. And I thought about this yesterday. I'm like, all right, cool. We set this show up to be helpful to an artist coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we set this up to give them information that they could utilize for their own career. All right, cool. Now we have a week where we have a rapper on and he's talking about his life and how he got into music and where he's from and this and that. And now the person who's sitting at home going, I usually gain information from this podcast, has no information.
Yeah.
All they have information on is some rapper that they didn't need information on.
And they're probably not going to listen to.
And if you're taking that as cold from us, it's not. It's just, yo, we set this podcast up to be a certain thing. This is a certain brand,
mm-hmm.
and we're very specific about what we want to talk about on here. And it's all helpful and useful information. So we're not interested in giving you guys information on a rapper from fucking Wisconsin.
Who knows?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't do anything for the audience. And we're always trying to do stuff for the audience. We want the audience to have information that they could use for their career and better themselves. So, like, apologies to the rappers that are out there that wanted to be on the show or have hit us up and been like, yo, you guys should have me on. It's like, yo, as much as we understand where you're coming from, because that's one thing. Me and Bales both get it. Like,
yes.
We're not two people who are just completely, like, lost in the sauce. And like, we completely understand why you're hitting us up and why you want to be on the show. Because, yo, we were also young artists. We didn't know how to get our name out there. And, yeah, hitting up a platform that you see a bunch of people liking and a bunch of people watching, it's easy to be like, oh, that seems simple enough. And they're still small enough to where I could get on the show. But that's just not going to work, man. We're not going to have rappers on here. We're going to start interviewing, not even interviewing. We're going to start having conversations with more executives and people in the industry. And hopefully we could get some answers out of them that are going to be helpful to a young artist at home who doesn't have access to these executives. Can't just hit these guys up
mm-hmm.
and ask them questions because you know they won't respond.
Because even when I think about it, right? Like, there's been a few times that I've reached out to certain people just to, like, try to get some information or just trying to gauge some things, whether it be music business stuff or just asking questions. And like always, it's like, I don't really want to call it cold calling. I make sure I do some research about the person. I make sure that I know what they've been involved in. I also make sure that I know any future projects they may have. And I've probably been following this person for a while before I even reach out to them. And I think that's what a lot of artists don't tend to do. You know, you don't really build a relationship. And, you know, they say that all the time, that's the best way to build a positive relationship. You just don't go asking for something immediately right off the bat before trying to figure out, you know, how can I help this person? Or like, it's always, what can this person do for me? But how can you help this person? Have you been engaging with their content? I see it all the time. Like, people will post, you know, in their stories, those things where you could like take a poll And I make sure I do my due diligence. If there's somebody I may want to work with possibly in the past, I mean, in the past, possibly in the future, to comment on their stuff or to be a participate in their poll without me asking them for anything. And it seems like, once again, it seems like it's like this, like you're trying to dupe them or something. It's like, no, I want this person to know I'm trying to interact with them. I want them to know I want to be in their network. I want them to know that I'm listening and I'm paying attention to what they got going on. So this way, when I do ask for something, it doesn't become, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do it for you. It's like, yo, I've seen your name a bunch of times. I've come across your name, but you've been participating. Now at this point, I have no problem doing anything you may ask for me, you know, within reason.
It's just support.
Yes.
Like at a certain point, you're just supporting the person that you want to work with. Mm-hmm. Like, and beyond just offering them music, they already make music. They have music, so they don't need music, right? So you're just supporting them. And by supporting somebody, they're more likely to want to work with you because they fuck with the fact that like you didn't ask for anything and you just were being kind. Like that still goes a long way. You know, be complimentary in conversations. If you like someone's shit, tell them, yo, I really like that new record. But don't end that message with, so what's up with working?
Yeah.
Just tell them straight up, yo, I like that new record. Yo, keep going. That's a hard joint. We do it all the time.
And it doesn't always have to end up to, yo, so when are we going to do something together? Like, what if they don't want to do anything? Like, I've reached out to artists myself personally. Once again, I've interacted with them. And I said, yo, like, is it possible that we can possibly work on something in the future? Are you working on any new projects? I have some projects that I'm coming up with. Would you like to be on it? And then artists reach back out to me like, oh, no, I'm not looking to do features right now. I'm like, all right, perfect. Keep striving. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm still going to be here to support. It may not work out right now, but it doesn't mean that I'm completely like, nah, fuck this person now. I can't vibe with them. I can't do anything else with them. No. The reason I even interacted, the reason I even followed was for a reason, because I actually enjoyed what the person was doing way more before I just wanted to get something from them.
Also, understand and respect the process. Understand and respect timing.
Yes.
Understand and respect the fact that like maybe you're not there yet. And maybe you need to work on your shit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when you do work on your shit, the people that you look up to and the people that you want to work with will want to work with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like build on your own shit. Like make yourself valuable. Create that value. And once you create that value, now people look at you a little bit differently. Now people respond to the messages a little bit differently. And you might see it as, oh, they only love you when you're popping. No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
We all know that, right? Like we're all aware of that. But for some reason, we like to comment on it. Like we like to constantly say it, yo, they only love you when you're popping. But then when someone treats you like that, you don't understand it. You're well aware.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yo, process like you're aware of all the fuck shit. Like process like you're aware that these people are not going to work with you until you've built something. So guess what? Go build something.
Yes.
Create value. Be the reason. Like you could easily get your stock up and then work with all the people that you want to work with. But the problem is you guys see them as a stepping stone to getting on. So instead of actually building yourself up a network and building yourself up an audience and then reaching out to these people who are on a similar playing field, you reach up to these people who are way higher than you and you think that they're just going to like drop a rope down and pull you up. They're not going to, and they're never going to. And honestly, they did the work to get to where they're at. So why the fuck do they have to pull you up?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They could offer you information, but if you think that they're going to offer you a verse off the strength of, yo, it's a good record, most people aren't. And that's the business.
And when you look at it like that, it's just like, once again, you got to see past all the fuck shit. At this point, all the information is out there. Most of the shit that, you know, artists are doing is just not working. It's just not how the fucking game is being run, especially independent-wise. And we say this shit all the time. As much as you think that a label is just going to come out of nowhere and swoop you up and just save your life and just change everything for you, I don't know the exact number, but there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of artists that are signed throughout the year. The reason that you don't hear of these artists is because guess what? They don't ever work out. They get shelved. There's only a few select artists that really ever make it past that next level. So it's never going to be a point where you're not going to be able to really, you know, build yourself up or try to fix your own stock. And because if you don't do that, they're not going to come looking for you regardless. They're not even going to know you even existed. Yeah, you can get lucky with one song. But even then, once again, you can get signed, but you can just disappear right after that.
There are big name artists who were signed previously, didn't work out, had to go back to the drawing board, reinvent themselves, and then come back out and get signed to a way bigger label or a way different label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That happens all the time in music. Like her was signed under her real name a long time prior, worked on her shit. Obviously that didn't work out, that situation. Worked on her shit, changed her whole image up, became her, and now she's a huge sensation. But she was signed years before under a completely different name and everything. I think T-Pain was signed under a completely different name and everything.
Yeah.
Like all these guys, Future came up under Dungeon Family. That sounds wild if you know that Dungeon Family is like CeeLo and Outkast and all these people. It sounds wild to think Future was under them. But obviously, and I think that that's part, I think his family is in Dungeon Family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like a little cousin thing.
Yeah.
But regardless, he found his own style and his own niche, and he went and he worked on that, and then he created more value for himself. So it's like a lot of the time you're reaching to get signed and you act like being signed is the end goal, and really when you get signed, that's the beginning, that's the start. And I don't care if you were at it for 15 years, you were working on your shit and you finally got signed. Now you're in the business, but now it's, you're starting from fucking square one. So like a lot of you see the end goal as, oh, I'm going to get signed one day. Okay, you got signed. Now what?
What's
next? Do you think? You're done making music now?
You get signed and you get dropped. I mean, that's usually what fucking really
happens.
You
have to perform after you get signed.
Yes.
And you have to completely fucking rejuvenate whatever you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're expected to do certain things and reach certain milestones. And if you can't do that, they're going to drop you and you're going to be back to where you were prior. And a lot of you too, I think that a lot of you guys out there are going to make it, get signed, and fucking hate that it ever happened.
And that's what happens normally. I got signed. I fucking hated it. I will never do it again. And then they're coming back saying, yo, just stay independent. It's better for you. And you hear this shit all the time. But once again, we tend to just want to ignore what's right there in our face and want to go dream, you know, what's in our head of what it's like to be a rap star, what it's like to be an artist. That's in your head. And you just don't want to go away from that shit because you see this shit on TV. You see it all over the internet. But in all reality, you know that shit's all fake. You know, that's not where that shit really goes. It's really more of a horrible experience. Yes, there are some very great artists out there who have been able to go past the expectations. But once again, we always ignore the hundreds and thousands of those other artists that we never see, that we'll never get to hear about.
If you're looking to get signed to a label deal, you have to prepare yourself for step two and step three. And you have to think about your lifeline in music. Does the type of music you make normally last 10 years? Camera died.
Of course.
Does the type of music you make normally last past 10 years? Does the type of music you make, does it have a long shelf life? Does, like, these are things that you have to think about before you even consider getting signed. Like, a lot of you guys want to get signed but have no understanding of, like, your actual longevity in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're making a music that's a fad right now and you know it's a fad, okay, you get signed. But then what? Now you have however long until that fad dies out, and that's all you could really work with.
And that's basically kind of what happened with Lil Pump, essentially, which J. Cole had talked about too. And it fucking ended up happening. It's like, I told you so, but nobody ever wanted to listen.
It's just, yeah, man. I feel like a lot of people don't, they do the planning for that one step, but they don't do any planning for steps past that.
And that kind of comes with the fucking cold thing of saying, yo, let's work. Like, there's no other plan besides you just saying, let's work, trying to get put on or trying to create something. But it's just like, you have no fucking real plan. You have nothing that you can really think of. And once again, like I said, it's nothing that's more annoying to me than hearing, let's work. And then I ask you, what are we working on? He's like, I have no idea. I thought you would have had something. So why you hit me up? Like,
oh, yeah,
I don't get it.
Don't ever hit someone up to do a feature and then you say, yeah, just send me some shit.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, I really sit there and I take these things into consideration whenever I'm thinking about even putting somebody on a song. So the most part, I want to keep myself on it. Sometimes I want to reach out to artists, but it's like, you think you're just going to come out of random and left field and just say, yo, let me just get on this. I'm just like, all right, perfect. Just jump on this song. I don't know you.
People have learned that I'm a cold motherfucker, and not cold in a way where I'm trying to hurt your feelings or disrespect you in any manner.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell someone straight up, if they hit me up and go, yo, we should work on something, I'm like, all right, cool, man. Like, you have anything? oh no, can you send me a record? You are out of your fucking mind. Like, I'll tell someone straight up, bro, that's not how this game works at all.
No.
If you're reaching out to me for a feature, you better have a feature ready for me to hop on. Otherwise, I'm never going to talk to you about it again.
Because if I wanted you to be on my song, I'd have reached out to you. It wouldn't be the other way around.
Facts. You're not hitting me up. You're hitting me up for a song and then for me to mix and master everything. And you want me to do all that for a hypothetical song that I made for you?
Yeah.
But you hit me up in the first place?
And that's
fucking crazy.
And that's why I say, like, whenever it comes to making a song, usually people or artists are very intentional of if they want somebody on it or if they don't want somebody. And they're also intentional of saying, what kind of style am I looking for this person to be on the song? And you just don't get on the song by just randomly hitting people up saying, yo, let's work. Let me get on this. And I know there's going to be people out there saying, no, it worked for me. Whatever. That's not how that shit really fucking works. That's not how it really goes. Because trust me, I fucking tried and I got the fucking, nah, bro. We're not doing that.
Yo, there's one thing that we haven't done because we're not pieces of shit and we're not trying to embarrass people. But a lot of the guys who hit us up and say, this is how I did it, right? Yo, send me anything. Send me any form of proof that you did any of these things that you say you do or that you've been successful doing whatever you disagree with on here. Send me any form of proof. That's all I'm looking for.
Yep.
If you could shut me the fuck up, I would gladly shut up.
Shut me up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, send me any form of proof. I see all these comments and it's always a person with like 10 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, brother, if you had all the information, why the fuck do you have 10 followers? And fuck following, right? Beyond that. I don't care about your following. I've worked with artists with no followers.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But my thing is, if you have all this information and you know more about everything business in music, why the fuck doesn't it work for you?
Why are you still stagnant? Why are you stuck in the same position?
Why do you have no one? Why is no one supporting your music? Why are all these artists who constantly contact us about how they know the right way and how we're completely off and wrong, why don't they ever have the results? It's an odd fucking thing, right? Because
the results are never really there.
But that's what I'm saying. Then at that point, if you know you don't have the results, then just shut up.
Because literally, anybody that can fucking come do a stat check with me, I'll shut them the fuck up quickly because I can prove what the fuck works. And this is the things that me and you, we come up with these things all the time and we talk about these things and we implement them. I can show you the fucking stats. But Bales,
I know what works.
Yeah, I know.
That's what why I'm saying. That's why I hate those comments. Yeah. Because to me, it's like, bro, like, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually do this. You know what I'm saying? Like beyond, and I always say that, like, you're the only person who listened to the shit that I was saying. But mm-hmm. I know for a fact, bro, there was a light bulb in my head one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Mark Barino, and me and him are just, we always have these, like, very fucking good business, innovative talks. And we're talking, and he's telling me about marketing. And it just clicked in my head. Oh, shit. This is all marketing. It has nothing to do with the music. Mm-hmm. Music is obviously important. Fucking, I know. We get it. But it's a big part.
You can marketing. Spend some shit with marketing. You can spend some shit with marketing. It don't fucking matter.
And bro, once I learned that, once I had that light bulb moment, I was like, everything I've ever thought prior to this was off.
Completely wrong.
Now I know exactly what needs to be done. Like, bro, if I had $50,000 right now, I'd be big by 2 months from now.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
If I had 50,000 right now, I'd mm-hmm. be a big name artist 2 months from now.
Don't give me no ideas. I go to a bank right now.
I'm telling you, if I took out a business loan for anything, if I took out a business loan for the studio, it would be the best studio in New Jersey.
Might go get me a business loan.
These are things that, like, once you learn them, you understand, like, what this shit is. You understand how fake everything is. You understand how fucking off you were in thinking that it's just some lucky shit and just right place, right time shit. Like, you just know what it is. And that's why it becomes disheartening as a fucking person who, like, put their life into this shit
mm-hmm.
to learn the truth. But once you learn the truth and you could just shake off the fact that that shit sucks, then you really can get somewhere.
15 years of music. That is, you know, I've been doing music for 15 years. It took me 15 years to realize all I needed was $5,000 to get a following in marketing. That's the wildest part. It took me 15 years to realize that shit.
13 years.
13, because it's my two now. Yeah, 13 years. And I never had any fucking, I had so much money that I was just throwing away and it was never to go to market.
All you needed was to meet the right person who had more information.
Exactly.
Like, yo, a lot of these kids out here have the shit that they need. They're equipped for it, but they just need to meet the right people. Because the right person is going to tell you, yo, bro, fuck all that shit that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. This is what it is right here. And if you could stick to what it is and you could actually work with what it is, then you're going to get somewhere.
Yes.
Like, again, bro, I gave the same information to so many people that did not utilize. And there's still kids who have seen what happened to you as far as just the skyrocket in following, skyrocket in listening, skyrocket in all this. And still, I'll give them information and they won't utilize. And it's like, bro, all it takes is, like, I could show you the proof.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to listen to me. And here's the funny shit. I'm not taking anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a finder's fee for giving you this information.
Nope.
I didn't ask for a dollar. I'm just giving you the information. Use it. If you use that shit, you'll get somewhere.
But that just comes into the other conversation of most rappers don't want enough. They just want to chase the glam, the glitz. They want to chase the party rock star lifestyle.
Nah, because what they want is they want to just believe that it comes to you.
Yeah.
And like, they don't want to believe that you have to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've had people fall off with the studio, because once they realize, oh, to sustain this shit costs a lot. Yo, there's some people out here who would spend their last dollar on this shit.
And that's the type of mindset that I'm trying to get myself into. Because I won't spend my last dollar, but at the same time, I'm like, am I doubting myself? Should I just put myself out there?
You can't be stupid and ruin your life.
And that's why I don't do it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand that. You can't be stupid and ruin your life. You still have bills. You still have shit that has to be paid before music. I understand that. But like, there are people out here who would spend their last dollar on music.
Yes.
And those people are going to succeed because they just have the right mentality. Excuse me. They just know what the fuck it takes, bro. This shit is going to take everything from you, but the payoff is super high if you just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the payoff will never be high for people who have, like, one toe in. Not even a foot. They have one toe in.
Yep.
They have the music part, and they're cool with the music part. And, yo, when they say, oh, I've been working my ass off, you know what they mean? They've been sitting in front of a fucking computer recording music.
Doing nothing but doing music. Once again, music is not going to be your fucking holy grail.
Don't tell me you've been working your ass off if all you've been doing is writing music and recording it.
Yeah.
That's not working your ass off. Just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you might think that that's working your ass off. Trust me, it's not.
There's way
more. Are you on the road with it?
Nope.
Are you going out and networking? Nope. Are you reaching out to people every day? You have the same phone with the same emails and access to everyone, but are you reaching out to people?
And when you are reaching out to people, are you doing it in a proper way? Or are you just getting them fucking cold answers or nobody just answering you? You got to understand those things. It's all about how you approach people. It's also all about how approachable you are. Because it could also be sometimes when people may want to reach out to you, but then they probably following you, like I said earlier. And they're trying to get a gauge of who you are. And then after a while, like, forget it. I don't want to do anything with this person. Fuck this artist. I'm just going to move on and find somebody else. And you got to, like, really be careful with them things. Because, once again, you could try to cold email your way to success or cold DM your way to success, but that shit's never going to fucking work.
If you're copying and pasting a message, know that you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If you are copying and pasting a message, I'll repeat that just so you guys could hear it twice. If you are copying and pasting a message, know that you are doing something wrong.
Yes.
That's never going to work in your favor.
You will never see me doing no shit like that. I used to do that shit when I was younger. Yeah, like when 18, you were
young
YouTube,
with no information
and being
stupid. That's
what I needed to do. Yes.
Right.
But now that I'm older, it's like, you will never see
but
me.
But you could also look back at dumb shit you did and acknowledge that was dumb shit I did.
Yeah. No, I definitely know.
But and that's where growth comes. Knowing your mistakes, not repeating your mistakes.
I will never ask or beg anyone to listen to my music. I will never do that anymore. I'm past that. I don't want to do any chain email. Text messaging. If I have an email list and you sign up to my email list, that's perfectly fine. If I send you an email about my music.
If a fan signed their own email up for an email list, there's no problem with sending out a mass
message,
email.
Yes.
They're asking for that. But if you are going out of your way to message people in their DMs privately and you're doing a copied and pasted message, you're doing something completely wrong.
And I see that shit so many times under the Rapper's Guide TikTok. It's like, put your ego aside and listen to my music. That's the hottest shit ever. And it's just like, no.
I deleted that comment today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He did it once. He did it once.
I thought left it was the same dude.
It was. He did it once and I left it because I said, all right, whatever, man. He did it twice. Nah.
Like, bro, like, nah. Chill out.
You're not just going to comment that on every single post that we put up. It's not happening.
And it just doesn't work. And yes, you may get some people that want to listen to it, I guess, but you're basically forcing it. Some people, you got to realize also, a lot of people just want to be nice.
You know who listens to that? Other people who do the same shit.
I doubt they even fucking listen, Dave.
Nah, but that's the type of person that's going to listen to it. Someone who goes, oh, I do this too. I'm going to check his shit out because maybe he'll support me. It's fabricated support.
Even that shit, like when people do this thing like where they just get like a whole bunch of artists and like they try to, they basically all try to support each other. That I've also found, I've seen that too. That's kind of weird. It's like, yo, you just, let's put all our music there and let's just do the like,
dumb shit.
No, I don't think that's not how that shit works.
No, nah, because there's no actual support. There's no one liking the music actually.
And people have been asking me to do that shit so much. Like, yo, just come be part of this collective of us. It's like, nah, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm going to stay with my marketing.
Right. Let me get actual people consumers who listen to my music.
Who want to actually listen to my
music. Let me not get a bunch of artists who are all just trying to run up their plays to listen to each other when there's no intention of doing anything besides running up the plays.
Yeah, it's mad weird.
Are you going to pay for my next show in your city?
Nope.
Probably not because you're an artist. Are you going to try to get on that show? Probably. You know what I mean? So you're not a supporter. We're just utilizing each other for something that we both need, but there's no support.
There's no real support in that. Yeah.
All right, guys. Camera went out a while ago.
Yeah. it's Bale's fault.
It's Bale's fault. Anytime that if there's an audio problem, it's always going to be my fault. If there's a video problem, it's always Bale's fault. So if you have an issue, just fucking hit him up in the DMs and tell him that he sucks.
Politely.
Yeah, don't be cold. Don't hit him up with a copied and pasted message.
Yeah, please don't do that. Oh my God, it'd be horrible.
All right, guys. This is Rappers Got Podcast. We're signing out. This is Diggy Metro.
Bale's Pagliacci.
Peace out, guys.